it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, it is a blustery, it is an overcast Monday night, a little bit on the nippy side, too, at Camden Yards. But hey, if you're in the neighborhood, come on down. We'll have a seat for you. But if you do come down, bring a nice, warm jacket. Tonight, Orioles-Tampa Bay, first of a three-game set. Orioles here tonight, trying to get back in the win column, and Ubaldo Jimenez on the hill tonight after a sensational game in his last start. Skipper Buck Showalter right after this.
Rockabatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter at tonight's manager's report. Kevin Gausman yesterday down 4-0 before recording an out. A 7.50 ERA now, Buck. Do you think it's still something as simple as just something mechanical that he needs to work on?
Well, I hope so, Rock. Otherwise, we're talking about something physical or mental. So, and I think Kevin's real strong mentally and feels fine physically. So, you know, we just keep working through it. And, his command early. You know, he settled in and pitched well for a while there. But, he got his pitch count so high and really put us in a hole against a really good pitcher. Eduardo Rodriguez was on top of his game, really good live fastball. But, you know, Kevin and Roger will figure it out, and I've got a lot of confidence in them, but it was frustrating yesterday.
Stephon Crichton faced five batters, gave up four hits. He struggled in his two outings up here, and he was so good in spring training. Is this just kind of the growing pains that someone like that goes through moving up to another level?
Well, I think so. It's so different here, one, the competition, but two, you know, you're not on some schedule where you're throwing every other day and it's my turn to throw, and I come in like we do in the minor leagues to make sure everybody keeps the ball in your hand. So, you know, there's a process that guys go through, and, you know, he's got a chance to be a good relief pitcher. And, we're not going to throw dirt on him. He's certainly a guy that's capable of pitching here if he can get back to the command that he had in the spring.
And, of course, the game threatened to be overshadowed by an incident in the eighth inning. Matt Barnes, a pitch behind Manny's head that actually hit his bat. Are you proud of the way your guys handled that? Because I'm sure there was a lot of emotion, and yet it didn't boil over.
Well, there's a lot of maturity there on Manny's part, too. He's come a long way, and I was real proud of him. And, we had to check the replay, but I wasn't going to leave the field and have something happen there. So Curb went in and got the replay, and they got it right. But I actually think that they were probably trying to do something with him that bat before. But, you know, we'll let the people that are supposed to look at that and police that look at it and be very curious to see their response to what happened yesterday. But pride in the way our guys handle things, as I knew they would. And trust me, there's a lot of emotion flying around that dugout, and it's very easy to fire from the hip, but then you get down on somebody else's level and it really makes you look as bad as them.
Rockabatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. Ubaldo Jimenez tonight coming off that outstanding start in Cincinnati, 7-2/3 scoreless. People keep asking me, what was different about him that start from his first two? So let me throw that question to you. What was different?
Well, his command of the fastball and repeating his delivery. You know, when he has an unorthodox delivery, we talked about it countless times, and when he gets it in sync, guys don't pick the ball up or get good swings off of him. And when he commands the fastball, everything comes into play. You know, there's a little bit of an ambush there. A lot of young guys had never seen him before, and he may get that some tonight. But, you know, this is a good club. We're going to have to match their energy level coming off a big series with a team we know is going to be in the division hunt, and so is Tampa. Their pitching is just way too good, Rock. They're not going anywhere.
Zach Britton was supposed to throw today. What's the latest on him?
Went good, really good. In between the raindrops, threw it 90 feet, felt really good. So if everything goes well, he'll throw a full mound aside on Wednesday, and then we'll decide whether he needs another one or he goes out.
And Joey Rickard starting his rehab assignment today?
Yeah, originally we were sending him to Richmond, but we knew that they were going to get a lot of rain there. In fact, they've been rained out, so we changed his travel plans to Delmarva, and he's got a 50-50 chance of getting that game in. Talking to Ryan Miner, our manager there, and the people there, we felt like he had a better chance to play in the game there. We'd rather it be at the AA level, but it is what it is. The schedule doesn't match up for us, so hopefully he'll get a game in and feel well.
Getting really good at anticipating the weather, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, there's so many things. People think your job description is taking pitchers in and out and bunting or not bunting and setting up rotation. Sometimes it's checking the weather in Delmarva and Richmond and Harrisburg.
And finally, Seth Smith back in the lineup. We haven't seen him since Tuesday night in Cincinnati. Are any concerns at all about a wet field, though, with him in the hamstring?
You know, it could be concerns about a dry field. It could be concerns about the parking lot. It could be concerns about you know, the weight room work. It is what it is, and he didn't get any treatment today, and we feel like he's as good as he, if there's a problem, we'll make the adjustment. But he needs to play if he's going to be active.
Thank you, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, Rock, thank you. And in a moment, Jim Hunter will sit down with Wellington Castillo. You're going to hear that conversation with the Orioles catcher in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
It is overcast and cool at Camden Yards, but we will have an on-time start as the rain has stopped as the Orioles and Rays open up this three-game series. Wellington Castillo up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
The Orioles homestand continues tonight, opening game of a three-game series against Tampa Bay, and visiting with Wellington Castillo, who had a front-row seat for that brilliant start by Ubaldo Jimenez last week in Cincinnati. Why was Ubaldo so effective?
His sinker. I think his fastball was amazing that day. A really good move, and the soon that I just figure it out during the first and second inning, I tell him, hey, we need to attack him more with the fastball, and that doesn't mean that we're not gonna throw in a slider or your other pitch, but that fastball is, that sinker is amazing today. So you're gonna get a lot of ground balling. I think that was the success. You know, he throw the fastball down the strike zone, and we get a lot of ground balls. So that was the key.
The fastball for a starting pitcher obviously is the most important pitch because it sets up everything else. But I think even more so for Ubaldo, because his secondary pitches are so effective. If he can get ahead with a fastball, and they have to respect that, it makes him that much better.
Oh yeah, to him and to anybody, I think the fastball will get your off-speed better. Will make your off-speed better, no doubt. But like you say, for him, his fastball is a kid. It's a two-seam fastball, so he's going to keep the fastball down on the strike zone. And, you know, he got his split change, and his slider and curve, they're going to work after the fastball. So the fastball will make his other pitches more better.
Now, in that game, he had command pretty much of everything, which meant that you could put down any finger you wanted and had the confidence that he would throw it. That's pretty rare, though, right, when a starter goes to a mound and has everything working in that game?
Well, that'll make your job easier. Make your job easier because you know with any pitch that you call, he gonna make it. He gonna throw strikes. So that'll make your job easier. But at the same time, you cannot just be in like, oh, he got all the pitches. So you need to be aware of the sequence that you call in the game and the hitter. So the other pitcher get made his fastball or his off speed in different account, the sequence that you call in the game made the other pitcher that you want to put in way better, because it's not that you got all your pitches working today. So I know I'm going to call a curve or a split because it's working. I want to have a reason why I'm calling that pitch, even though he has for a strike, because what about if the guy, he change a good? I'm not going to give it a change right away. I'm going to speed him up with the fastball inside or cutter inside to open up the down-away changer. So that's the other part of being a calling again, you know, even with the guy have his best stuff today. So it's make your job easier, honestly. But it's the other way, too, when the pitcher doesn't have his best stuff, too. So you need to figure it out, the way to get it through maybe 5-6 innings, so with the stuff that he has today.
You know, I'm watching you in the first few weeks of the season. One thing I've noticed is you're not conventional in the way you call a game. You're very good at reading bats. You're very good at reading swing and misses. And I got to believe that helps the pitcher, because now you may call a pitch he's not thinking of, but it's a better pitch in that sequence, in that at-bat.
That's true. I think sometimes you need to throw the scouting report away and go with what you're feeling and what you see with your eyes and what the pitcher had that day, too. So to be a good game calling, you got to read swing. You got to know how you start the guy, the first two at-bat or the last at-bat, how you put him out. So maybe the third at-bat, he going to be looking for that pitch. So you read the swing before you get to the pitch that you want to put him out. So that's giving you an idea about how to call the game. And that, like you say, sometimes you call that pitch, and the pitcher have another pitch in his mind, and he throwing it because the job and the work that you've been doing behind the plate. So you put him out, and he keep believing in yourself. So I say, all right, either pitch is good, but sometimes they throw the pitch that I call, but sometimes they shake to the pitch that I put down too, and they get the out. So either one is good, because the more important thing for me is the guy in the mound throw any pitch with the confidence that he's going to put him out and he's going to make the pitch. I think that's the more important thing. No matter what was the result of the at-bat or whatever, but for me the more important thing is that he throw with a pitch with conviction.
The rotation has been on a roll the last 10 games or so. There wasn't much expected from the rotation, especially nationally coming in. Is this staff underrated?
I don't think so. Our pitching staff is pretty even, honestly. A lot of like young guys. Honestly, I think Ubaldo right now is the veteran out there. But the other guy have great stuff, and Ubaldo too. But Ubaldo have the experience that those guys doesn't have yet. But that's the point, you know. That's, you miss a good veteran player with the young guys and teaching and learning each other, so it's gonna be good. So I think our staff is good where they need to be. So we're gonna do our best out there like we always do. So no matter what, we need to come out and compete.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter back at Camden Yards. Yep, in the win column again tonight. Orioles are now 13-5. In the American League Eastern Division. Tonight, take the first of three against Tampa Bay. I'll tell you what, Jim. Ubaldo Jimenez made the start tonight. And I'll just say that Ubaldo tonight gave the Orioles a chance to win because Buck took him out of the game in the third inning.
Yeah, he did not have command at all tonight, and you could see it right from the first inning, even though after the leadoff home run by Dickerson, he retired three in a row. He allowed a walk and a single in the second. He actually found it a little bit, Joe, in the third. He had his only three up, three down inning. But then he began the fourth, walking the first two batters. Then after a called strike three, he walked another batter. That loaded the bases. There was the two-run double, then yet another walk, and that was it. Buck, sensing that the game was about to get out of hand, the Rays had taken a 3-1 lead. They had the bases loaded, only one down, and Vidal Nuno came on. But so disappointing. I'm sure Ubaldo is very disappointed. This one start after he pitched 7 2/3 innings of shutout baseball in Cincinnati. And when he went to the mound against the Reds, they were red hot at the plate, and he completely shut them down. So it remains the mystery with Ubaldo from start to start. Even he doesn't know what he's going to get. And obviously then the Orioles don't know. The potential's there. I mean, he does have 109 big league wins, but he did not have command tonight.
Well, we get a box of chocolates with Ubaldo Jimenez.
There you
right?
go.
That's what I will say this, though. I mean, once the Orioles get Tillman back, and if Kevin Gausman gets straightened out, if Dylan Bundy can continue to do what he's been doing, and Wade Miley pitches at all like he did in his last game against Cincinnati, hey, if Ubaldo stays in the rotation, and say he gives you close to a .500 record by the end of the year, you know what? That'd be good enough. Well, and he'll, you know, once in a, he'll give you a lot of elation. And he'll give you a lot of frustration as well.
Well, how about this number? He's made four starts.
Yeah.
The Orioles are 4-0 in those games.
Yeah.
So even though he has 3-0 decisions, he has the 1-1 in Cincinnati, the bullpen continues to pitch well behind him. And because the Orioles' hitting is such that they're never out of a game or never in a spot where they can't come back because they have the long ball threat.
Yeah. That's in a way, though, that's a misleading statistic because, I mean, tonight, as I said, Ubaldo gave him a chance to win this game, but only because Buck took him out of the game after three innings.
And then the bullpen was fabulous as
absolutely.
Nuno, yeah. 2 2/3 scoreless. Givens, Mr. Vulture, an inning and 2/3 scoreless. Then Donnie Hart got his only batter. And then Brad worked around that one-out walk at the split double play to end the game. But just a fabulous performance here tonight as the bullpen went 4 2/3 of scoreless baseball, and the Orioles came back and won it.
Okay, I'll give you a number. Hansu Kim, he has made this season 7 starts. And in those games, the Orioles have gone 6-1.
That's good.
Kim had made 3 starts in the previous 12 games, and yet it was Kim who began the comeback here tonight.
Yeah, his home run in the sixth inning, that made it a 3-2 game. And Jonathan Schoop then followed after a slight delay as Steven Souza made a leaping try. Even though Kim's home run was in the first row of the bleachers, Souza had no chance to come close to that ball. He appeared to hurt his elbow, his right elbow. And as the trainer came out and looked at him, Archer on the mound, maybe he stiffened up a bit, who knows. But the very next pitch, Jonathan Schoop hit out to right field, and just like that, we were tied. So the Orioles now with three home runs in this game. They have 26 on the year. Their seventh multi-hit, multi-home run game of the year. And when they hit a home run, they are now 10-1 on the season. Well, so they love the long ball.
Schoop is Mr. Back-to-Back. He's done it three times now, twice with Mancini. And tonight he goes back-to-back with Hyun-Soo Kim. Ah, but the game winner came off the bat of Mr. Jones. Adam Jones, a big night tonight. He was on base four times. And before the game started, he and Chris Archer. Archer, if he didn't own Adam Jones, he had a pretty good down payment.
No,
Adam was 4-for-32 yeah, against him.
I think he owned him.
And tonight, he doubled, he walked, he singled, and that was a career hit number 1,500. And then he won the game with a big two-run home run.
Yeah, he is really coming on. He's now hitting four consecutive games, and he is 7 for his last 16 with a home run and four RBIs. And the thing about Adam on the year, Joe, he came in only with a batting average of .269, but you look for consistency. Orioles have played 18 games. He has base hits in 16 of the 18 games. That's a pretty good start to a year.
All right. By the way, Adam just texted me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he said, hey, Joe, tell Jim nobody owns Adam Jones.
He sure owned Chris Archer tonight, I'll tell you that. He clubbed that baseball out of here.
Ubaldo Jimenez, his game tonight started rather disappointingly. 3-1 pitch, fly ball, deep right field. Goodness, Mr. Smith, you can forget about this once back about 18 rows into the bleachers in right center. Well, Ubaldo got behind him, gave him a cookie, and that cookie got devoured. And Dickerson, the third time he's done that this season, begin a game with a home run. 1-0 Tampa Bay. Yeah, just like that. Ubaldo got him 1-2-3 after that. He did walk a man, gave up a single in the second, but there was no damage, and he came back with a 1-2-3 third. Meanwhile, the Orioles, in the third, they got a run back. With one out, doubled by Seth Smith, a walk to Jones, a walk to Machado, and then Chris Davis infield ground out to make it, the Orioles on the board. In the top of the fourth inning, Tampa Bay on a walk to Brad Miller, and then a walk to Steven Souza Jr., and then after a strikeout, a walk to Tim Beckham to load the bases, and up came the youngster, Shane Peterson.
Here's the 1-0, swinging a high fly ball to right field, a long run for Seth Smith. He's not going to get there, and it is fair, and it's in the corner. One run scores, two run score. Here comes Beckham now. He's held at third. It is a two-run double for Peterson, and the Rays have the lead back at 3-1. So the walks have come back to hurt Ubaldo as Peterson perfectly placed in the corner.
Yeah, in the corner. But, hey, Buck came out, and the call was challenged. The Orioles felt that it should have been a foul ball, and a ball that landed just outside the foul line in the right field corner. And so they looked it over in New York. They got a bunch of angles, different views. We had one view that showed the ball landed. It made a divot in foul territory outside the foul line. So we felt it should have been a foul ball. But in New York, they said, well, there was not enough evidence to overturn the call. There was some doubt, and so the call stood, and result, a two-run double. After that, Derek Notice, Ubaldo walked him. Exit Ubaldo, enter Vidal Nuño to get a couple of big strikeouts. So I think Nuño tonight deserves a big assist. Nuño tonight, 2 2/3 scoreless, no runs and three hits, and he wound up with three strikeouts. Eventually, Michael Givens came on in the seventh inning. But in the bottom of the sixth inning, with two outs and the bases empty, and Tampa Bay enjoying a two-run lead, up came to hit Hyun-Soo Kim.
Archer Diaz swinging a high fly ball, deep right center field. Back it goes towards the bleachers, and that ball is gone. Kim hits it out. His first of the year, and it's a one-run game. Well, a beautiful swing. He made fabulous contact, and the ball carried out. Souza went back and made a leap, but it was well over his head, not even close to making a catch.
There you go. Kim getting it done to make it a one-run game. And Chris Archer still had the lead. Now, Archer, when the game started, he had gone like 31 innings this season without giving up a home run. Well, Kim got one, and then just moments after that.
Archer deals, swinging a high fly ball to right field. Back this ball goes near the bleachers, and that ball is gone, and we are tied. The Orioles go back-to-back as Scope jumps on the first pitch for his fifth of the year. And it's a brand new game, folks. It is tied 3-3.
There you go. Scope, third time this season, has gone back-to-back, this time with Kim to make it a tie game. I talked about Adam Jones. Had a big night. Had that double in the first. He had a walk in the third. And then it came up to hit in the fifth inning. So here's Adam Jones, who has doubled, and he has walked against Archer tonight in the pitch. Line drive to the right field corner. Souza racing over, not going to get to it. Going to play the carom. There goes Smith. He's going to go to third base. The throw back to the middle of the infield, and the Orioles have runners on first and third on a long single off the bat of Adam Jones. Steven Souza Jr. played that ball perfectly, holding Jones at first base. There you go. Adam Jones, big hit for him, a milestone hit. Career hit number 1,500 in his 1,337th big league game. 1,500 hits. Well, Jones again came up in a tie game in the bottom of the seventh inning. After Smith was hit by a pitch, he was on base for Mr. Jones.
And the pitch, breaking ball, swung on and lifted the left field. Back that ball goes, and that ball is gone, and the O's have the lead. He launched it. Got a hanging breaking ball and didn't miss it. Chris Archer had owned Adam Jones coming into tonight. No more. Adam is 3-for-3 with a walk, and the Orioles have come back to take the lead.
Yeah, big one there. That put him ahead to stay. We talk about the Oriole bullpen. Vidal Nuno, 2 2/3 scoreless. Michael Givens, 1 2/3 scoreless. Donnie Hart came in, got a big strikeout in the eighth inning. And then Brad Albibrak came on to get the save. And the game ended in very unusual fashion. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Little ground ball to Davis. He'll field it. Steps on first for one. And now the other runner in a rundown. Being chased toward first. And now chased toward second. And now Scope will tag him out. And the ball game is over. It ends on a disjointed double play. And the Orioles in the win column as they take the first of three against Tampa Bay. In a moment, Jim Hunter, as I promised.
I'm still here.
On the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter at Camden Yards. Orioles win the opener of this three-game series as they beat Tampa Bay by the final of 6-3. They came back with five unanswered runs, all on home runs. Solo shots by Kim and Scope in the sixth to get the game even. And then Adam Jones' two-run home run in the seventh. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments from Buck Showalter.
What's up?
How impressed were you with the bullpen tonight?
I think Nuno's outing was the key to the game. You know, came in a tough spot there and got us out of it and kept us engaged in the game. And tough conditions to pitch in, too, to grip the baseball. That's one of our best wins this year. That talking to the team before the game, you know, the tough series over the weekend. And come here tonight and you know it's going to be cold and nasty and a lot of people probably look at the weather and not come, and you're going to have to really, really be ready to play, and our guys were. I was really proud of them tonight. That's a game that, tough game to win, and our guys figured out a way. It was impressive.
Is that what happened to Ubaldo in the fourth? Do you think it just got the
could
conditions?
Be. Could be. I mean, he was struggling with his command. You know, we walked seven guys tonight. You don't win many games walking seven. And, it was disappointing, expecting, you know, hoping that he would kind of build on his last outing. But it's tough conditions for everybody.
Buck, Adam had a couple hits, including that homer. Just seems like he's always kind of able to dial up what you guys need.
You know, Adam, I'm continuing. I hope everybody knows what, you know, watching how ready he was to play. He's always on. He's always on. I mean, you know, he loves to compete. It was one thing that Jim Leland was telling me about during the WBC. He didn't realize. He said that this guy was so engaged in the competition and the winning. And I think that's the thing. Adam is always on. And our guys feed off that.
Were you aware that he got his 1,500th?
I didn't until I saw it up there. You know, there's so many things that guys are starting to, you know, guys that have been around a while, like Adam, are starting to show up on some impressive leaderboards, so to speak. It's pretty good group.
You have a pretty good view of that ball down the line.
I'm obviously in the replay room, and you know, after seeing the replay, after they said to challenge it, they thought it was foul. I knew that they probably wouldn't overturn it, though. If you walk down there and ask me in a couple of days, I'm going to go to another series.
There weren't any real clear camera angles, right?
It depends on who you talk to, but you know, you wish you had a little better camera angle from up top, but you know, Seth was pretty adamant about there being a mark completely away from the line. And you know, a set of eyes, you know, 3 feet away are probably a little better than camera angles.
I'll credit to the bullpen, but you guys got two home, you know, you're facing Chris Archer, he's up 3-1, and then you get two home runs to tie it and then add him. And that's sort of like waiting until, and then pouncing.
Well, and a lot of it had to do with the pitching, too. You know, we talk about fair foul, but, you know, Nuno came in and made that not matter. And, you know, there's so many elements there that make some clubs, you know, it really makes me feel good about the type of club we have the chance to be when you see, you know, not giving in to the elements and different stuff. That's a challenge. There's a lot of different atmospheres and settings that you have to play in over a major league season. But, you know, our guys, you know, it was really, you know, I had a talk with John about a week ago. I guess we were in Toronto, but those RBIs with man on third and nobody, one out and infield in, you know, John's done that 3 or 4 times in a row now. That's a real, you know, picking up those type of RBIs to give us a cushion and a margin for error and gives Brad a little breathing room. But
just going back to that fourth inning with Ubaldo, but when he's in that kind of, you know, I don't want to say zone because it's not zone, but when he's consistently struggling with his command, I mean, how does he get out of that?
Well, you know, you're trying to maneuver the ball around the strike zone, and he just wasn't able to do it. It's what pitchers do. You know, you're a thrower of the baseball and a pitcher of the baseball, and you maneuver the ball around the strike zone with different speeds and different looks, and he just never got comfortable. You know, it's tough. You know, he's got 78, 80 pitches and 3 1/3. I mean, I felt like there was a game there to be won, and I thought it was a good spot for Nuno, but I don't like, you know, that puts us in, you know, I got to tell you, if we didn't have an off day Thursday, you might look at it differently. I didn't get a feeling like it was going to get corrected anytime soon. We're playing a baseball game that we're trying to win.
Did you get any report on Rickard?
Mm-hmm. 1-for-4, had a sharp single to center, ground out third, scored a run. There's a couple other, I've got all of it. Actually got hit on the wrist hand by either a check swing or foul ball or something they were trying to explain to me. But he's fine. Felt good. We're trying to figure out where he's going to play tomorrow. And then we've looked at it. I think the best shot is 50-50 in Delmarva again because the rest of the places are tough. And we thought about sending him to Sarasota today, but you know, the competition, it's liable to get down there and be a monsoon down there, the way our weather's going. It was a great job by Nicole. It's a tough game to get in. Tomorrow you wake up, you'd be glad you did.
But the strikeout by Nuno, the Kiermaier strikeout where Castillo throws to first, is he aware that all he has to do is touch home plate there?
Well, I'm sure. I yelled it from the dugout, but your first thought that something you do a million times, I'll bet you he does. But, yeah.
Sometimes you get caught up in the moment and you just.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Buck, you talk. You say often that there's things, you know, every time, every year, every day you see something you haven't seen before. Team has not scored a tremendous number of runs so far this year. Ubaldo has really struggled 3 out of 4 times, and you're 4-0 in those games. What does that say?
I don't, you know, sometimes I don't question. Maybe we come into it knowing that we could be real good, or it could be a challenge for us, and we got to be ready. You know, sitting out there in that cold and wind and rain and walking a lot of people, and, you know, that's a real challenge. I can't tell you. That's why I'm as proud of this game as any we've played, because that tells you what kind of ball club you got a chance to have when you fight your way through that. It's a challenge for a team. I mean, in the dugout, it's, you know, there's Adam acting like it's 70 degrees and sunny day on Sunday with a full house. And that's what separates him from a lot of people and a lot of players.
Okay, we're on Britton's examination. Any word?
Is what?
Britton on the wrist. Uh-huh. I mean, anything?
Yeah, same thing we said earlier, that he threw today 90 feet.
I know, good. He was supposed to be checked the hand.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they're – I don't even know if they're going to do that. They may have, but it didn't.
Okay.
I didn't even hear.
Okay.
I'll check, though. That's a good point. I don't know if there was some thought about whether they would be able to make it today or not. I remember that on Saturday, if the person got back from either vacation or something. I don't even know if they looked at it. But, you know, the plan now is for him to throw on the side Wednesday if he feels fine. And then the decision that goes well is whether he goes out to pitch Friday or not, whether he needs another one. You know, if he's going to throw BP, he might as well throw to hitters. And it also works where Bowie and some of those clubs are back in town with better weather. Those don't have much hot in them, do they? Sorry. I rubbed them out, though. I rubbed the heat out of those things.
Buck Showalter following the game as the Orioles win it by the final of 6-3.